Blog Talk Radio.
Identifying opportunities. And why do we want to learn to identify opportunities? Because there are always things that you can do that can help you increase your income, and you need to be open to new things that are coming along. The job market has changed, and we need to think about how we can adapt to the new workplace, and being able to identify opportunities is the best way to look at what it is that you need to do to be open. And the days of going to work for a small business or a corporation long term are not there anymore. So you need to be able to be open to new opportunities. I'm always disappointed when great marketers from Frank Card and John Reese start writing emails, but I can't blame them. They found easier ways to make money without all the headaches that come from being an instant marketer, internet marketer superstar. Then again, they are often to blame for those headaches. Back when he was still releasing content, Reese and Andy Jenkins shared some great tips on how to identify opportunities and finally make some money with your online business. Instead of chasing a new opportunity all the time, focus on taking what's already working and make it better. 80% of your sales come from 20% of your efforts. So isolate the 20% and more of what is working. That's why you must be tracking and reviewing analytics. In today's market, you don't need a USP, but a UCP, unique connection point. How do you connect with clients in a way that is different from competitors? You need to be more patient, understanding, and empathetic to build connections and affinity with your market. A big mistake people make is thinking untapped market is the best place to go. But the fast track to success is picking busy markets where the action already is. Take a look at Nick Pinault's recent success. You see, niche products that tap into bigger markets is where the money is. Find out what your user search behavior or a reverse engineer offers to exploit this opportunity. Mindset. A lot of what drives us to take action is when our backs are against the wall. If you want to accelerate your money and business to grow, you need to envision something that you don't currently have in your life that you want, and then reverse engineer the numbers of what it would take to buy the item or pay off the debt. If that is the case, adding to that is Dave Kekich saying in Kekich Credo number 21, always have lofty, explicit goals and visualize when them intensely. Assume the attitude that if you don't reach your goals, you will literally die. This type of gun to your head, force focus, survival pressure mindset, no matter how briefly used, stimulates your mind, forces you to use your time briefly used stimulates your mind, forces you to use your time effectively, and eliminates new ways of getting things done. John Reese and Andy Jenkins continue on with their formula for success. Identify a problem in your niche market. Create a product that solves it. Make sure the solution has a big idea or hook. Market it with personality. Build an entourage of raving clients. Now, remember, it doesn't matter what product you are, what business you're in. And there are companies out there that have affiliate programs that can help you build and market any product. It's just a matter of if you're a coach or a speaker, or even if you have any type of business, when you think about it, what makes a corporation work is this thing. They have one main product, and then they have other products that tend to work with that one product so that they all work together. And if you put all these things together, it helps you to create an opportunity for yourself. You remember, the first thing you need to do is first identify the problem in your niche market. Then you need to create a product that solves it. Then you need to make sure the solution has a big idea or a hook that will get people to want to look at your product and what makes you unique. Market it with your personality. Build an entourage of raving clients. Of course, you might need to start at an even more basic level than that by asking yourself these questions. Who is your who? You know, I have heard people that will write a book, and what will they say? Well, you know, they'll say, well, who's my market? And they just think everyone's their market. Well, you know what? Unless someone has an issue that is similar to yours, they are not your market. If they do, then you need to know that. You need to know who your market is before you even put your product out. What is your unique ability? Now, every one of us is unique. Every one of us has something that makes us who we are. So it's a matter of what do you do? How can you put it all together? And then how do you figure out how you can make it all work? Now, what info product can you create that sets you apart from the other info products out there right now? What niche can you dominate? These questions are worth visiting every 6 months or every quarter. And let me tell you a little bit of an experience that I had that I think really relates to this. There are a lot of health products out there. There are a lot of companies that put out supplements and nutritional products. And there's a company that what they do is they make videos and exercise videos that they market. And then they did a market research, and they found that many of their clients were people who also took supplements. So what did they do? They went and put together a separate business where they sold the supplements that were for muscle development, for weight loss, for whatever. But one thing they did was they used their same base of people that they were marketing their videos to, and they just felt like, well, they could upsell it. Well, instead of first testing it out by keeping it within the business, what they were doing was marketing it to people in the public who, that first they had to buy the product and try it. Then they had to go out and market it. And the idea was, instead of them having to cold call, they would get the leads of people who were buying the products. Well, guess what? Because they had old leads that bought the initial video exercises and did not come back and buy more, they would just give those out to their distributors. And a lot of them put out a lot of money to go out and were hoping that within the first couple of months they would make back that money that they put out. Well, a lot of them didn't. And what happened was the company got a bad reputation, plus they did not have everything in place and ready to move once they got started. So what happened was the company got a relatively bad reputation. And even though some of the distributors had lost a lot of weight with the weight loss products, they were assuming that they would be able to bounce off of that and generate more business. Well, with all the fact that you had a lot of people who were already in the position of saying that they were taking other products, and yes, they had good products, but they needed to look at it from the standpoint of what's your competition? What is it, an open field that you can go into and build on, because all you're doing is generating where you're looking to take back business from your competition. And you know what? Actually, within less than a year, the company ended up closing out that department because it was not as successful as they expected it to be, and people just dropped out. Now, most important is taking your tipping point idea and differentiating it. It'll soon teach you more about that. And what you need to look at is what are things that you can do that can help put you in that position of helping you grow your business long term, and how you can master what it is that you truly want in business. How can you create new opportunities for yourself in today's marketplace? And how do you create products for yourself to market your business? And other things to think about is, how do you personalize? How do you do things that are going to make you the unique person that is going to generate what it is that you truly want to do in your life, and how to expand on it and make it marketable? So let's look at something, how entrepreneurs create must-have products. Because if you can create a must-have product, then you can generate an income and build a business. Last night I was watching a show called Undercover Boss, where the owners actually go out and go to different parts of their business to see what's going on so they can get in better touch with it. And they were actually had the owner of Stella and Dot, which is a multi-billion-dollar jewelry business. And it's done through direct marketing dependent distributors. And how she got started was when she was pregnant with her first child, she was at home and she started designing jewelry. And then it expanded from there, and what she decided to do was to look for alternative ways that she wanted to help other women who worked from home that had young children build a business of their own. So according to Entrepreneur Magazine, entrepreneurial spirits are those who are motivated by challenges and feel the need to take action and fill needs. Today, Humpty's Mom-inspired grant program is delighted to announce the 2014 class of state grant recipients who embody just that. Parents have created must-have products and ideas inspired by parenthood and unmet need. Designed by and for parents, this year's hand-picked products include everything from a folding step stool for potty training success on the go to a multi-use tongue connector that safely tethers anything you might need to a car seat, high chair, stroller, or shopping cart throughout your day with baby. Grant recipients will join the community of entrepreneurial parents whose inventive ideas have encouraged moms and dads to take their parenting solutions or ideas to the next level. Since 2010, each grant recipient will receive $15,000 to help fund their innovative ideas along with business advice and support from Kimberly Clark and Maria Bailey, host of Mom Talk Radio and founder of BlueSuitMom.com. You know, another show that you can look at that's on TV is called Shark Tank, and people who have creative ideas and invented something and they need to take their business to the next level, what they do is they go in front of these corporate giants or these individuals who started these companies, and they promote their idea. And if the people on the panel of Shark Tank, like Mark Cuban, believe in the product, they will offer to take a percentage of the company and give them a certain amount of money to actually build and grow their business. So there are options of what you can look at and what you can think of that can help you grow and build a business of yourself. The idea is to look for those opportunities, to think of things that you can do and help you create new opportunities. So what we want to do is look at how you can, like, say, what if you want to create some virtual products to sell online? Then what is it that you can do that can help you build that business into a multi-billion dollar business? So make your own products. Create your own original designs and start profiting from your efforts. Become a better artist and learn how to start a small business. You can begin small and graduate from simple stickers and clothing textures, 3D rooms, furniture, and even flash-scripted games. Don't see what you want in the catalog? Make it your own. The idea is to look for ways to create something that can help you build and grow a business on a long-term basis. Think of how you can take those opportunities to the next level and grow those things on a full-scale basis. And think of all the things that you can do that can help you create opportunities for yourself. Because today, we are going back to the small business person. It's no longer that going to work for the corporation. Those things have gone out the window. And we need to look at different things that you can do that can help you grow in today's business marketplace. Think of what you can do on a a long-term scale that can build your business. And think of all the things that you can do. And, you know, we have to be creative in today's marketplace because too many people are competing against each other. So what are information products? Strictly speaking, information products include all books, reports, etc. In the internet context, the term refers to electronically deliverable knowledge-based products. Information products are also referred to as digital goods and knowledge-based goods. If you can develop a book, sell it on Amazon. They have the Kindle-based publishing where you can put it up there and sell. If you are a writer and you write books, then you have opportunities through to self-publish. And once you self-publish, then yes, it's up to you to promote it. So what we need to do is think about how you can create new opportunities for yourself in the workplace. If it delivers knowledge and you can email it to the customer or offer it as a downloadable file, then it qualifies as an information product. While you read this tutorial, download the Mother of Search Engine Reference Books. It's an ebook that we're giving away as part of your promotional campaign and a good example of an information product. Now, also, information products can be created with little or no money. When I started, I paid for a domain, hosting, and a copy of Acrobat so I could make a PDF file. That's it. Information products can be reproduced in any quantity. It is simple as copying a file. Even if you sell a million copies, production, of course, stays zero. With information products, inventory, and the problems around keeping an inventory are completely eliminated. With information products, shipping costs and problems around shipping are completely eliminated. Because it is deliverable electronically, the time lapse between purchase and delivery is negligible. These advantages are enormous, and they can give you the edge you need to make your business a success. So as you can see, today, with the use of the internet, it has expanded what you can do for business, how you can build a business, how you can manage a business, how you can expand on all the things that you truly want to do, and also get to where people look at you as the expert. And it helps you build multiple streams of income because you can take that article that is a downloadable article. You can take several of them. You can put them together in an ebook. There's so many ways that you can multi-purchase and multi-purpose any product that you have in today's marketplace. It's just a matter of taking things and looking at it and looking for ways that you can create training seminars, how you can create products, how you can do the things that can help you generate and expand on business in today's marketplace. And now, these advantages are enormous. They can give you the edge you need to make your business a success. Hard goods have to be manufactured from raw materials using machinery. You'll probably have to hire someone to oversee the production. You have to have a system of keeping inventory. And again, someone to run that, to ship the products with someone to oversee that, or outsource the shipping function to someone else. These make it difficult to be competitive. Information products are cheap, easy, convenient, and fast. The kind of thing that can create and sell all by yourself. Note, today there are so many things that you can do that can help you in today's marketplace. And here's something else to think about. There are products out there that what someone needs to do is they need to look at how they can create all the options, all the things that they truly need that can put them into the line of what it is that they truly want for a business. And here's, let's go back and let's think about how you can identify opportunities. And, you know, new companies start up every day. And, yes, they have growing pains, but many of them have a really good concept that can help you in the long run to build a successful long-term business. And you need to have a connection point. And what is that connection point? It's a hook or it's something that your people or your niche market will look at and say, I can't do without it. And when you build that relationship with them, then you are putting yourself in a position to look at how you can create a, when you create a relationship with someone, then you are creating a relationship based on trust and like, that people get to know, like, and trust you. And when they know, like, and trust you, they are more willing to buy from you. And why are they willing to buy from you? Because they know that if they have a question about your product, they can always come back to you. And ideas, and today, people almost have to learn to build a mindset of being an entrepreneur. Why? Because what happens is that they are so ingrained into the fact that you go to work for someone else. And when you go to work for someone else, then what you are doing is setting yourself up where you're limiting the amount of money that you earn based on what your employer feels that you're worth. But if you're an entrepreneur, then you can go out and build a business based on what you feel you're worth. And if you feel you're worth then more, a lot more than $10 an hour, $25 an hour, then you know what? You put in the effort. So when they talk about the 80-20 rule, what works? Find out what works, then you put and build on that. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for both individual and group coaching, and we will work with you and help you put together a strategy that can help you build a successful business and keep you accountable to follow through on your goals.